Admit it, you often look at your phone when you cross the street. I do it all the time, and I'm sure that you do too. But should this be an illegal act like jaywalking or running a red light? Well, in the city of Honolulu, it will be beginning in October. How do you feel about that? Let's explore the issue together. I'm Jefferson Graham with USA Today, and you're listening to Talking Tech.
I don't think it should be illegal. I think that it's a little sad that we've gotten to the point that we need that law.
That was Claire Martin, a student from Texas who now lives in Australia. She's 23 years old.
I think it's kind of necessary. You see a lot of people that get into accidents because they're not paying attention. Half the people can't even walk down the street without bumping into people, bumping into things. So I guess it's kind of necessary. But again, it's just sad that we've gotten to that point.
I went out and spoke with people like Claire this week to get their opinions on the new law. And everyone I spoke with, everyone was positive. No one complained, oh God, here goes the nanny state again. They all thought something needed to be done.
I think that's a great idea to not be able to watch your phone because there's so many people not knowing where they're going anyway, especially when they're looking at their phone. It's good. It would probably save a lot of needless accidents.
But would a fine of $15 and growing to nearly $100 actually stop you from staring at the latest Facebook notification? An incoming text, a new alert from USA Today, or the most common use of all, traffic directions? Well, first of all, I'm really skeptical that the cops will even take their time out of the day to really enforce the law. I live in a suburb of Los Angeles that has outlawed both leaf blowers and smoking in public places, but that hasn't stopped gardeners from blowing away or people from lighting up outside bars and restaurants. The cops are usually kind of busy fighting crime. But the idea is that in a law-abiding society, we obey the new rules. In California, as in many other states, using the cell phone in the car outside of a hands-free environment has been illegal for several years. But come on, drivers are still on their phones all the time behind the wheel. I don't care where you are, that's the reality.
And in Texas, it's actually going into place, I think in like the next month or so, they're starting that law there. And it hasn't been illegal, and people always text and drive, and it has been a really big problem. But in Australia, it's been illegal, and people really abide by it because they will get tickets. I have quite a few friends who've gotten tickets there. No, I noticed like whenever I got to Australia, a lot of my friends there, they do not get on their phone and drive, and I don't either because it's just a weird culture thing that no one texts and drives there. Nobody even changes the music. You just don't do that in Australia. They're very strict on it.
My view is that this new law is well-intentioned, but I don't know how you cut back on smartphone love. Will the city of Honolulu put hidden cameras on every street corner and let them roll 24/7 to really catch folks peeking at their phones? That's not going to happen. Not this year, anyway. Nor are the cops in Hawaii, of all places, going to be aggressive about ticketing. As far as you and me, the genie's out of the bottle and there's no going back, but let's give the city of Honolulu some respect and admit it, this is a good idea. Let's have a voluntary cell phone timeout when we cross the street. City life is pretty cool to look at, especially in Honolulu with all those amazing palm trees and sunsets, right? That's my view. What's yours? Let's chat about it on Twitter, where I'm at Jefferson Graham. You've been listening to Talking Tech. Don't forget to subscribe to the show on Apple Podcasts and Stitcher. And as always, please leave your reviews, comments, and suggestions.